It's Santa James, here to tell you all about the Creepy Kingdom Holiday Soiree, taking place on December 9th, somewhere at the Disneyland Resort. The exact location will be revealed only to those who RSVP on our Facebook event page, which can be found at facebook.com/creepykingdom. So join us and get together with other Creepy Kingdom listeners and take part in our Secret Santa gift exchange. That's December 9th, somewhere on the Disneyland Resort. RSVP, facebook.com/creepykingdom.
Spellcaster Media presents.
Welcome to episode 139 of the Creepy Kingdom podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of films, theme parks, and beyond. I'm your host, the evil queen of the Creepy Kingdom, Roxy Tart, and this is our four-year anniversary show. And it's the Evil Queen Takeover episode! So, without any further ado, let's begin. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us for our four-year anniversary show. As always with our anniversary shows, this is a Snow White-themed show because that's what we do here at Creepy Kingdom. And I would like you to introduce you to my co-host, James H. Carter II.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on the show. I've been listening for all 4 years. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, James. And we also have a guest on tonight, Mr. Grant Duvall. Grant, say hi.
Yeah. Hey, I've never been on this show before.
No.
Well, there we go.
Your first time, too.
Yeah, we have a long-time listener and a first-timer.
Yeah. Long-time listener, first time being on the show.
Seven or eight times. Seven or eight times so far.
So, as I said in the intro, this is the Evil Queen Takeover. So I will be hosting the show tonight instead of James. He has been demoted to co-host like I normally am.
Demoted? Wow.
You heard me.
All right.
Tonight is all Evil Queen all the time. Wow. And so before, let's see, the first one was about the first Snow White episode was about the movie, right, James?
Yeah, that was the very first episode of Creepy Kingdom where I, by myself, pointed out the creepiest parts of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the animated feature.
Right, and then the second anniversary episode, was that our ride takeover?
Yeah, that's where we, I don't even know what we talked about, but the episode ended with us audio from
you
and I on the ride.
Yeah.
I don't know what we talked about. But.
But that ride has become mine and James's ride in the park.
Snow White's Scary Adventure, but we didn't even see what the ride
was. That is our ride. Yeah, that is our ride. No one's allowed to ride with us. We have to ride together. Although the last time we were there, I got really excited. And I was like, James, I have to ride with James. And we were getting on the ride. And then I realized we were on the wrong ride.
You're like, this isn't our ride. I was like, man, I just thought you really wanted to ride Pinocchio with me. I was like, sweet.
We were in Pinocchio. We got in the queue for, I was like, James, come here. You have to ride with me. And like, we're in the queue for Pinocchio. And I looked around and I was like, this isn't our ride. my bad.
So I had
to. Wouldn't it be nice to ride it though? Wouldn't. I know you pine for it.
Oh, we need a Grant pun count.
I don't know. No, I can't. I can't. I was going to say something about I would not like to ride it, but no, I'm not.
You were probably a little bored.
A little bored. All right.
We need a counter.
You're the host, Roxy.
No,
you have to steer the ship.
This is great.
You got to steer
co-host. take note. You have to do the pun counter. The co-host is like the co-pilot, right?
Sure.
See?
Wow, really, you're putting me to work already. Wow. I thought I could sit back and hang out.
The second anniversary show was about the ride. And it was about the ride, and it ended with us doing on the ride and a recording that we did, and it was so much fun. I think it was the first time we rode the ride together.
It was.
That was awesome. And then last year's show, our third anniversary show, was...
It was a Dark Origins. We talked about the original story.
Right. And that was kind of awesome. Everybody likes the Dark Origin shows.
We should do more, huh?
We should.
But that takes work, guys. We got to do research. I like just showing up here and just rambling.
I, on the other hand, love doing research, and James does not like telling me what the show was about until 5 minutes beforehand. And this show, we actually knew, obviously, it's the anniversary show, so we knew what it was going to be about. Grant knew what it was going to be about before he got on. Lucky. And he actually has notes, you guys.
It was my idea.
Your idea?
I think so.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was Grant's idea. This is Grant's idea of what we're about to do. The listeners don't know what we're doing yet, but what we're about to do was Grant's idea.
This is Grant's first time on here, and not only get prior warning of what we were talking about, but it was his idea.
Clearly, this is not Grant's first time.
I've been on the show 8 times, Roxy.
Shh, shh, shh. No one knows that. Shh, shh. Go first time, remember?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were sticking with your false narrative you created.
All right. No, but so on tonight's show, as usual, we are keeping it Snow White themed, but because it is the Evil Queen takeover, we are pushing Snow White into the background and going Evil Queen themed.
Dun, dun,
yeah.
Wah-ha-ha-ha. So tonight's conversation is all about how you would work the Evil Queen into the Disney park and different attractions, right?
Yeah, because the reason that I thought it was a great idea for a show was not only because we needed something Snow White related to talk about, but, you know, I always say that Snow White's the one that started it all. I mean, I don't always say that. That's what Disney says. You know, the one that started it all. I say it's the one that started Creepy Kingdom. That's why I want to keep doing anniversary shows. So I think let's pay tribute to the Evil Queen. And what if the Disney parks was on board with that and was like, all right, we're going to have a special promotion where we're going to put the Evil Queen in all over the park in places where you haven't seen her before, which is pretty much everywhere except for Snow White's Scary Adventures.
Anywhere. Okay, so parameters. We need parameters. Are we doing multiple Disney parks? Multiple Disney parks or just Disneyland?
I had a couple. Mine is primarily Disneyland. However, I do have a couple ideas that fit into the other parks, but that's just like a side note type.
Okay, cool. So mainly, we'll do mainly Disneyland.
Disneyland, Magic Kingdom, are pretty much the same setup.
Okay. And then we're doing it like special promotion style, like you said. So we are not re-theming rides. We are putting the Evil Queen into places where she isn't before and kind of making her fit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With maybe a couple little changes here and there to the ride to make her fit more.
What a fun scavenger hunt that would be if Disney did this.
I hope somebody from Disney is listening, because this would be an amazing idea. I'm just saying, like, the 70th of Disneyland in a couple years, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so
We're not quite at the 70th. I think we're closer to the...
Years?
It's almost 10 years. It's like 8 years away. We're closer to the 50th of Walt Disney World, so...
That's true. But they don't even, well, I mean, they have the minecart, right? But I was going to say, they don't even have Snow White Scary Adventure, though. So they don't even deserve the Evil Queen in their park.
Well, so she's in there, though.
As oh, the, in the minecart one?
As the witch. Yeah. As the hag witch. But still. Anyways, spoiler alert if you haven't been on Mine Train. Which, by the way, when I went on that ride the first time, I was like, where is the Evil Queen? I was so bummed. And then right at the end, like literally the last seconds of the ride, she's there.
She's not in Shanghai, though. She's not in the Shanghai Mine Train.
Really?
That's
no,
that's
it's weird. Just rude. Critters that.
Rude.
So yeah, they did not add her. My mom was there 3 weeks ago, and she didn't see her.
See.
Weak sauce. All right, back to what we're doing.
So okay, so we know for sure that when it comes to Shanghai, the place that we would add the Evil Queen is in the Mine Train ride.
Yeah, we'll start there.
Got that. Check. All right. Woo, good to go. And okay, so. Just in case there's anybody listening that doesn't know, currently in Disneyland, the only place that you can find the Evil Queen is on the ride Snow White Scary Adventure. She is inside the ride in a few different scenes, and both as the hag and as the queen. And then she looks down outside the ride. She looks down from the window that's on the top as the queen. So you can see her there. She parts the curtains and comes out. But currently, those are the only places.
She's not in Fantasmic?
Fantasmic?
Fantasmic? Is she in there?
Well, her projection is. Yeah, no. Projection is.
I haven't watched Fantasmic in so long. I have no idea.
And I mean, like, obviously the character comes out and hangs out by Snow Wells White Grotto.
Say that twice real fast.
By Snow White's Wishing Well. There we go.
Yeah, and I met her right outside of Pixie Hollow. That's where my current Facebook profile picture is. So she did wander off a little bit from her home.
I've met her basically everywhere around the castle, and also in the front of the park once.
So. Yeah, she just wanders around there, huh?
No, right? And she also currently lives on Grant's Shelf.
And there's has a little, is that a Small World version?
I think the Precious Moments dolls.
Precious Moments. It looks like a Small Not World Evil Queen doll.
Not mine.
So, all right. So we know Grant's got like a list of ideas. James, I have to assume you have a few.
No, I don't have any ideas.
You don't have any ideas?
It's all Grant. I just figured we would talk about Grant's ideas. He said he had so many.
Well, this isn't fair.
And I have a couple. I pulled my house earlier and made the people here come up with ideas. So I have some.
You had a team.
Yeah.
To help you out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's me. You know, you have to know I've got a team like working behind me, like 24/7.
Right. Yes.
So yeah, I pulled my team and they came up with some ideas. So I have a few.
Cool. Yeah, I just figured I'd just get inspired on the spot. So, you know me, I like to wing it.
All right. Well, guests first. Hit it. Grant, what do you got?
Well, I have when you walk into the park, you have the partner statue, but now it's Walt looking romantically into the Queen's eyes.
Wow.
Oh, that is good. One of the first things Keegan said was, she needs a man. So, yeah. Wow. Bye, Mickey.
It's Walt.
Well, I'm kind of speechless on that. I mean, I'm just, could you imagine the partner statue being replaced with Walt staring lovingly into the Evil Queen's eyes?
Oh, it should be like the Philip and Aurora thing, you know, how they're always like facing each other holding their hands like this. I'm just going, yeah.
or maybe Lady and the Tramp action there, they could be sharing a piece of spaghetti. Just
no, you know what, he could like have her in his arms and like kind of in like a dip type thing, so he's like leaning over her like going in for the kiss.
I feel like she's not into like being at that angle, like her crown will fall off.
Okay, I can hold my crown on at that angle. Personally. So I have faith that she can do it. Okay. My crown has never fallen off when I was dipped, just for the record. Right, there are waist thing on.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm not the crown expert around here. Sorry.
You don't know. Even horrible, evil, nasty villains who want to kill children still want to be romanticized and swept off their feet.
Exactly.
Well, okay. All right.
And Walt would be the one to do it for her because, I mean, without her, I don't think that Walt would have had the empire he does today. Because without the queen and the evil going on in Snow White, we would have just had a really boring little kids movie.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. There would be no conflict, no drama. So
Snow White's scary adventures would be really boring.
It'd just be Snow White's boring adventure.
Snow White's boring adventures.
Oh, you know what, though? Okay, we could actually take this a step further, because I know I get where you're coming from, James, where, like, she might not want to be, like, in that role, in that position, because she is the evil queen. She is super dominant. So instead, we'll have the evil queen standing, and we'll have Walt kneeling.
Oh, like, right. There you go.
Next to her, like, looking up at her, all adoringly.
Like, proposing. That's...
That'll work too.
So I get why Walt would be into the evil queen, but why would she be into him? What does
power, money,
fame?
Fame. Yeah, I mean, basically, Walt was king of his kingdom. So
right. Okay, all right.
You know, she's in the market for a new king. Like,
she is. That's true.
You know, so I think it makes sense.
Yeah, he has a castle. You know, I mean,
he does have a castle.
I mean, it's Aurora's technically, but you know, whatever.
No, which actually leads into one of my ideas.
Oh, okay. All right.
Obviously, we can't completely retheme the castle because this is just a special event, like takeover. But I feel like some projections are needed to make the castle darker. And I want to take her out of the window above Snow White and put her in one of the windows in the castle. So it's basically the same thing where she comes out and, like, you can see her, but she's in the castle instead of on the ride.
That's nice. So she's just playing peekaboo around the castle instead of behind the castle.
Yep. One of those things that, like, you know, you only catch it every once in a while type of thing.
Nice. Very nice. But I just realized something, that sorry, just makes me laugh. That I realized that the house trolls in Diagon Alley on the London side, they're basically doing an Evil Queen move. Cause,
are they?
Yeah.
They're just peeking out.
Yeah, because on the outside of Diagon Alley, it's just a London facade, and there's no attractions or anything there. But on some of the houses, there's house elves peeking out. Have you seen that, Grant?
Yeah, of course.
So then I realized, they're doing the same thing the Evil Queen's doing outside of Snow White's Scary Adventures. Is it a coincidence? I don't know. I just put that out. There's a whole other topic, how replacing Snow White with Harry Potter and things.
Fifth anniversary.
5 years. Get ready.
Yeah. 5 year anniversary show. How do we mix Snow White and Harry Potter?
Anyways.
Oh, man. Okay, so we got the partner statue redone, and we got the castle, like, kind of takeover thing.
Okay, well, some of my ideas are a little more, let's just say, that they would need to last a little bit longer than a day for it to be worth the buck. So
it's a month.
I have Critter Country, because, okay, first up, what is the queen without her right-hand man, the huntsman? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't get enough play. So my idea is that Critter Country becomes Huntsman Country. So the shooting gallery becomes the Huntsman's Gallery, and guests assume the role of the huntsman. The animals in the shooting gallery become Snow White's woodland critter friends, and guests get the chance to blow them to smithereens.
Nice. I like it.
Once again, I'm speechless. So, wow.
Also in Huntsman Country, we have Splash Mountain. of course, where you ride in a log through a river of blood, where the huntsman traps and skins Br'er Rabbit and friends.
Wow.
So, the end showboat scene is a bunch of corpses on a boat as an instrumental version of Zippity Doodah plays, and then you exit through the gift shop filled with pelts.
Wow, that's quite a visual that you put in my head. That huntsman. I feel like we need a...
I kind of like it. Like the River of Blood, it would be really easy to replace the lights with some red lights. You know?
And then you just have furs on the boat.
Just
you know,
fur.
Like just furs on the showboat and just have the song, but no people singing. It would just be like really bizarre.
What else would make the ride very uniquely huntsman? Like what... We need a few more huntsman characteristics.
Well, you'd probably have like live actors going back and skinning Br'er Rabbit.
Live actors skinning.
Well, I feel like you could. I mean, he's a huntsman, so you could definitely put like some of the animatronics and whatnot in like traps, you know, and have them trapped and like waiting
there
for
you go.
To come back and like collect him or collect them. Mm-hmm.
Like that.
And like the isn't there a scene where they've got Br'er Rabbit like tied up? And, like hanging upside down.
Yeah.
You know?
Br'er Bear.
Yeah. So like you just kind of change that just the littlest bit and all of a sudden you've got him in a bear trap that, you know, the huntsman set and like.
Yep.
He's kind of a one note character, but you know.
I was just saying that's what I'm saying. What's unique about him? I mean
there's hearts everywhere. There are animal hearts everywhere. Mm. And there should be the box in like all the different scenes with all these hearts laying around it. Like he was trying to figure out which one looked the most human. Like...
Well, that's, I feel like that would be the, what's happening when you go up the lift hill. That would replace the vultures, the heart.
Oh God.
Yeah, and then like at the gift shop, you know, you could buy animal pelts, but you can also buy like squeaky toy hearts, you know.
Ooh, in the box.
Or like, box, yeah, you could buy the box, and you could buy stress balls. You could buy like stress ball hearts, so they're squishy.
Wow, man, you're we all need those. We'll be really stressed out after that experience. So,
which of course, you know, after riding that ride and shooting all those animals, you're going to need to eat something. So we have the Huntsman's Restaurant, where guests get to enjoy exotic game meats such as rabbit, squirrel, venison, and skunk while watching a video of the Huntsman, as portrayed by the great Tommy Wiseau, hunting their meals. And each meal comes with the heart of an animal that they ordered.
Wow, I mean, this is not a counter service restaurant.
No, but we have gotten into some like serious like you could make it like a fine dining restaurant. You could legit make it a fine dining restaurant. You've got all of these exotic meats and skunks. Mm-hmm. You know,
they serve that in some parts of Florida here.
Yeah, like you've got all these exotic meats and the heart, which, I mean, that's something that they'd serve at some, like, weird fine dining, you know, where they serve, like, brains and stuff like that.
That's only where
animal and lots, right?
Sweetbread? Sweetbread, yeah. You know, the kind of places that serve, like, sweetbread and whatnot.
Yeah. Sweetbread and hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, and then...
Disney's version of the animal in Los Angeles. If you've heard of that restaurant, they serve that stuff there.
Yes, I have actually heard of that. What are the vegan options at Huntsman's Restaurant?
This is one of those restaurants where they don't actually offer vegan options. If you are vegan or vegetarian and you go there, your choices are to eat sides and garnish.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
If you were vegan and you were to go there... I really question why you were there to begin with.
It's called the Huntsman's Restaurant.
Right. meat, and more meat. Yeah, and dessert would obviously, the themed dessert would obviously come in the box. It would be a chocolate box, you know, made of white and red chocolate or whatnot, so it was colored. And inside would be a heart made of like like mousse, like, or red velvet or something, you know, like a red velvet heart with like, I don't know, strawberry mousse or something on the inside, so that when you stab it, it's all.
That sounds very messy.
Love yes. that.
Well, you guys have eaten Lust Atelier, right?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Okay, so
I feel pretty good after eating there.
Yeah. Well, they have a dessert. It's a moose head. Did you have the moose head?
No, we did not.
Okay, so they have this dessert, and it's a moose head, and it's super, super cute, but it has red filling. It is a chocolate moose head, and it has a red jelly filling.
Like the blood of the moose head is oozing out of it.
Yeah, so when you stab, like, poke into it to eat it, all this red goo comes out of it.
Wow.
And, that
a creepy tour dessert party we're going to have where we stab moose heads.
I have pictures. I will send them to you, James, of the time that I dissected it. I have a friend who's a really big, she loves moose. That's like her favorite animal. So I like stuck a stick in its head and like made all the blood come pouring out. And like, then I sent her pictures, but yeah, I'll send them to you. It's that. Awesome.
The moosiest moose we know, Marty Moose.
Marty Moose.
Say, big vacation. National yeah. Vacation.
Yeah, it ties together, you know, because that's based
totally
on Disneyland.
That'd be awesome.
Wally World is supposed to be Disneyland, so it all ties together.
In the restaurant, you could have, like, a mural of Gaston hanging out with the Huntsman.
Yes!
And, like, spending good bro time together.
As soon as you said the Huntsman, like his tavern type, that's what I thought of, was Gaston's Tavern. It would be a lot like that with, like, the animal heads on the walls. You know, and like the animal busts and like taxidermy and stuff like that. But yeah, they would make, I bet they'd be really good friends.
Oh, yeah. Or the same kind of time, too, I would think, right?
Yeah, but the thing is when two people are too much alike, like, you know, there can only be one. I feel like they would like fight, like getting like drunken fights all the time.
I think they'd be total bros. Like, I think they'd be bros. They'd be like frat brothers. It would be like they'd have the serious bromance going on. I mean, obviously, there would be some competition between them, like who could bag the bigger deer, bear, girl, whatever. But,
the
like,
bigger girl. Wow. This is going to be a family episode.
This is a family episode. I'm being body positive, okay? Yes, there's no reason that the Huntsman and Gaston can't date a big girl. Come on now.
What? You're twisting my words. I didn't say that they couldn't or whatever. Moving on. Yes.
So Keegan had an idea that I think is super, super awesome that I wanted to bring up. It's actually over in California Adventure, though. So we're kind of moving out of Disneyland.
That's all good.
His idea was that Soarin' gets a like an overlay. And in the beginning, you see the Evil Queen, and she's telling, you know how she had a raven? I mean, it wasn't Diablo, you know, like Maleficent, but the Evil Queen still had a raven. She's telling her raven that he needs to go out and find Snow White because, you know, the Huntsman couldn't find it, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so Soarin' is actually through the raven's eyes going around looking for Snow White.
That's awesome. And I'll take it a step further. It's actually the vultures play a pretty big role in Snow White.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, as vultures do, they just stand around waiting for something to die, and then they go. So they don't really look for it because they're lazy, but maybe they could be following the raven and waiting, you know, for the raven to spot something dead. And then at the end, go in for the, you know, they'll see as a corpse there. Because the vultures actually eat the Evil Queen at the end of Snow White.
I don't want to hear that. So, what I was thinking was, you know how it ends in Disneyland? I was thinking that it ended with it landing, instead of like being in front of the castle and the fireworks and stuff, he goes past the castle and lands on top of Snow White's Scary Adventure.
Oh, nice.
And like, here she is. Yeah. And
you go really crazy and have the vultures like go through a wormhole through other dark Disney universe areas, getting lost on the way to Snow White. Like,
that's awesome.
Elephant graveyard and going through
That would be super cool to put in like Star Tours.
Any scene with Frozen, pretty much.
Any scene of Frozen.
Something like that would be so cool in like Star Tours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all you'd have to do is change the movie. And that could be the same, because that's all like jerky and whatnot. That's like a little more vulture-y.
I don't know why they're underwater.
No, that would be super cool. I like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a ride we all want to go on. So let's follow the vultures chasing Snow White through all the evil scenes.
Through Disney wormholes.
Well, Tokyo Disney did just announce that they're going to be doing a third park. So, yay, shoot that idea over to them.
Yeah, they like it. Yeah, they just called and said, hey, we want to do this in a park. We got nothing. So, any ideas, dude?
Any ideas? Yeah. And James was like, well, it just so happens we're doing a show tonight.
So I'll send
with a bunch of new ideas.
Yeah, we'll send them right over when we're done. Free of charge.
Grant, what else you got?
Okay, so of course, near that, well, after you eat, you do need to use the restroom. So the toilets are going to get decorated as cauldrons. And guests are going to get the help add to the hex potions, of course.
What, are we still in Huntsman Country or whatever you called it?
You just themed the bathroom. You want people to go into the bathroom, sit on a cauldron, and add to the potion.
Yes. I think this is one of those ideas that Grant was warning us about prior to recording. This episode of Creepy Kingdom has been brought to you by League of Shadows. This is an Etsy shop that specializes in paranormal and creepy-inspired jewelry, including a Haunted Mansion Parasol Girl necklace. Just go to Etsy.com/shop/League of Shadows. That's Etsy.com/shop/League of Shadows.
Hopping back over to Disneyland, Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Now becomes the Evil Queen story, fairest of them all. So you go in and you sit down and it is a animatronic Evil Queen that is there. And standing there and telling you her side of the story, all about this evil, bratty little girl, Snow White. Because, you know, I mean, that's right as you come in. So it's like your first stop. So now you're like, you're on her page the rest of the trip.
That's incredible.
But yeah, she's telling you about how she lost her husband and this girl's a total brat and like did everything she could to mess with her. And finally, she was just like, you have got to go. And then she turned the kingdom against her. And then she tried to kill her. And like, she was just a horrible, horrible little wretched girl.
Wow. And then and then she stands up at the end of her all shock and surprise.
Yeah. And then she stands up and she moves and she gives a speech about how amazing and beautiful she is. And it's just everybody's in awe.
And then when she malfunctions, she squirts her fluid all over the audience.
Ew. Oh, maybe like while she's sitting there, she's like stirring her cauldron. Like,
wow, I mean... Oh, so we're going to, I just figured we'd keep the technology the same as Lincoln, where she just
we could. Like
stiff and then stands up, and that's supposed to be shocking. That's why I said that. Cause...
Hey, that was shocking once upon a time.
I know. I know it was. I had someone, I interviewed somebody that saw it in person on the show. And that's, and Grant's referencing the malfunction is that she saw it malfunction.
You saw it. Oh.
No, and it squirted out oil.
Mm-hmm.
And people thought it was supposed to be a recreation of being shot. Because that was
terrible. Terrible.
But well, no, this one night event is turning into quite the expensive, probably like $1,000 a person hard ticket.
This needs to be done like Yearvillian Dream style,
yeah,
like the 50th, like the 60th. Yeah,
yeah.
This has got to be like a special event that goes like a year or two.
Year of a Million Queens.
Yeah, Year of a Million Queens.
Ooh.
I like it.
I think they have that in San Francisco, actually.
Oh, we do.
Oh, okay.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's there, right?
It's every year.
So let's see. Also in California Adventure, the Redwood Creek Trail obstacle course type thing.
One of the last few Californian things.
Mm-hmm. That could absolutely be rethemed to be the forest with all of the like trees that, you know, all the mean trees and when she's running through the forest and it's super scary and whatnot. And the obstacle course is you running through trying to get away from all of these like creepy things. And we'll put the gators in and like make it like fog machines. Wow. That whole thing.
This is kind of sound like a Snow White haunt. It's what you're describing there.
Yeah. I think that is kind of what it would be like. It would kind of be like a Snow White haunt.
But you have to run. What's making you run? Maybe I need something chasing you.
Well, no, I mean, you don't have to. No, it's still Disney, so we can't put people in there, like, chasing you and stuff. Of course, we just put cauldrons in the bathroom, so I guess really we can do anything we want to do. But no,
I mean, hey, Hong Kong Disney did it.
What, they have cauldrons in their bathroom?
Hong Kong is a whole different breed of Disney. But no, it'd be like a timed obstacle course.
Okay.
You know, because like they've already got the whole obstacle course set up. So, you know, so now it's timed. You got to rush your way through it. Like, and it's creepy and it's scary and like branches hang down and try to get you.
That is.
The huntsman can chase you. People dressed like the huntsman can chase after
there
you.
There we go. I would say that space, like, what is such a waste of space? I'm sure it's on the chopping block. That is one of the most boring, pointless. I guess for what they have the like up badge challenge there for a while. I guess that,
yeah.
So I guess that's sort of interesting, but when they had that in Animal Kingdom, it was around the park. So you're like, oh, as we go around the park, we'll look for this. But just to have a trail where you're looking for things.
It'd be a whole lot funner if they'd let the grown-ups do it. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, like the zip line thing, you have to be under 12 to do that.
Okay.
Like the only thing that's cool back there is that's where the talking Mickey is to take pictures and sometimes talking Donald. And that's where Santa is.
Well, so. I've only gone through there once and there was nobody in there. So.
It's really strange when you go in April and Santa's hanging out there. He's like, hey, what's up?
He's like, yeah, I'm on vacation, dude. What?
Right? He's in his Bermuda shorts. His Hawaiian shirt.
One area of the park that's still California themed.
Well, so is the rapids, right?
Yeah, the rapids
that's
still are.
That's kind of creative.
That whole
yeah,
stretch.
I mean, he's right. It is that whole, like, chunk from Condor Flats to San Francisco.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Guardians of the Galaxy is in California.
And then Pixar Land is not California.
Well, that's still California. That's Northern California. Well, come on, it's all there.
I was going to say, Pixar's up here. It's right down the street. Yeah. All right, so let's see. What else could we do?
Right. Oh, okay. Good. I have the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, and yeah.
That gets turned into an extended version of the Queen's Dungeon. With lots of skeletons. And the end of it is a celebration of the magic mirror where guests are told as they're passing the mirrors how much uglier than the Queen and Snow White they are.
Oh, that's what happens at the end.
Yeah, like when you go by and the hitchhiking ghost, you get the
that's
mirror.
That's awesome.
And he just basically tells you, you're ugly. You are not fair.
What's interesting, too, is I realized this not too long ago. There's many, you know, spooky things all throughout the Haunted Mansion. There's no skeletons. So that would be actually adding to what you said.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. I love that idea, but I have another prop. I have a proposition for you. Instead of making the Haunted Mansion her dungeon, you make Pirates of the Caribbean her dungeon area. Because it you know, it's all rocky and it looks like it's underground and stuff like that. And you make the Haunted Mansion like her house. You know, like it would be the inside of her castle. So it's still creepy, and the magic mirror still makes sense and like all of that. But you like you kind of get a glimpse into her life and how she lives, like her everyday life and how fabulous she is. And because doesn't she go down and like she takes the boat?
Yeah, that's how she leaves. Instead of going out the front door to go after Snow White, she's like, oh, I'll just take the boat out.
I'm gonna take my boat. So yeah, it would make perfect sense to put it in Pirates, because then like, you know, you go down and you're under and like you're on a boat. Well, I forgot this is not my show and I almost swore.
Yeah.
See, that's what happens when I take over.
I felt it. I felt it.
Did you? You were ready with that button?
I was like, yeah. Anyways, I guess it's kind of a good time to read some suggestions that kind of tie into both what you guys are talking about.
Wait, though, because Grant looks like he wants to say something.
Oh, no. I'll let you guys keep talking. I've got more ideas, but I'll keep
going. Oh, no, Grant.
I thought you could add in about the Haunted Mansion.
No, I had no more idea about the Haunted Mansion. I'm just loving the conversation. I'm dancing.
Right on. Just dancing, having a good time. No, let's say one of our contributors who couldn't join us, Melissa Camacho, she kind of just spitballed a few quick ideas and they kind of a little bit tie into Mansion and Pirates. Where she said, you know, having her heart box in the attic of the mansion as one of the, you know, things. Because the heart box, I mean, that's, I know we had a million of them on this, you know, Huntsman Mountain or whatever we were calling it. But it's kind of like a diamond it's in the
iconic.
Rough. It's iconic. Yeah, you know. So it'd be cool to have that in there. And then she also said having the magic mirror in the treasure room on Pirates, which I think is a pretty cool idea. You know, but that doesn't...
Yeah.
But that doesn't fit with the theme that we just described, but I just wanted to throw it in there, you know,
cool.
And just like that.
I love the heart box idea in the attic because it pulls in, you know, the whole the bride. And
yeah.
I think that's really
It should
cool.
probably be there right now. They should just incorporate that now.
Oh, so speaking of iconic, we discussed the heart box a bunch, but we have not discussed apples, poison apples.
We haven't.
And I mean,
yeah, I listed that as a food stand potentially.
Definitely, like everywhere sells poison apples in like every form. You can get like candy apples and caramel apples, and you can get like Rice Krispie treats that look like poison apples, and cookies that look like poison apples, and marshmallow those Tigger tail thingies that look somehow like poison apples. I mean, like everything is poison apple themed.
Yeah, everyone's
got pie and cobbler.
And Grant, aren't you drinking a poison apple cider right now?
I did. Now I'm drinking. What am I drinking right now? The some unicorn beer right now. But I was drinking a poison apple cider earlier.
Nice.
I'm having ghost pepper popcorn as well.
Yeah, and you guys, he's kind of sweating, too. Like, the more popcorn he eats, the more you can see it. Like, your cheeks are a little red. Just
oh, it's very hot.
So
it's a spontaneous combustion popcorn right here. So it shows mouth on fire. So anyway, available at... Where did I get this?
Yeah, where would you buy something like that? Do they have
World Market, Costco, World Market?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I actually might pick some of that up.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Give it to your kids, everybody. Kids will love it.
But some unicorn beer. That'd be awesome. Yeah. All right. So what else we got? Oh, well, okay. So we have the whole Snow White's Wishing Well area to deal with.
Yeah, that's a Snow White area.
So my idea was that, so, you know, there's the rock statues, there's, you know, the water and the little grotto and the statues of the dwarves. So my idea is to add a statue up at the top of the Evil Queen, like she's looking down, mm-hmm. and have all of the dwarf statues like broken.
I like that.
Yeah. So like they're still there, but they're like laying on their side, or like a chunk's missing from their face, or they've been decapitated, you know, and the wishing well is just all like vines and overgrown and like the, like, you know what I mean? So that it's just like a big kind of F you to, to Snow White. Like, this is my world now.
And that actually goes into my next idea.
Ooh.
The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. The Queen's Revenge. So the mine train rides like normal, but then at the end of the ride, the hag turns to you and says, "Those dwarves are no good. They must die." And the train launches backward through the mine, running over Doc, who will need a doctor, Happy, who will no longer be Happy, and the rest, as guests see dead dwarves as they cream backward through the mine.
I like that you're reading this like it's an official Disney description.
Right?
Guests will see dead dwarves as they careen backwards through the mine.
Guests will feel the splash of the blood of the dwarves, so ponchos will be sold outside of the attraction for $14.99.
I love that. I think that's heck of cool. You could give it like the Everest treatment, you know, where like you're going and then all it just... Yeah. Stops and is like, "Oh, you thought," and then like goes backwards.
You thought it was over. No, the dwarves must die.
Teleport. Dwarves must die.
There's actually I know I said that. There's a band called the Dwarves, and they have an album called "The Dwarves Must Die." I knew I didn't make that up. I'm like, that sounds familiar.
I mean, I'm sure there could be like little things, like if the Evil Queen is going to take over and we're going to do, you know, overlays and like we're kind of going to make it like this is her kingdom. Now, I feel like just kind of a darker overlay on all of the rest, especially like the Fantasyland rides, like the carousel and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Just make it a little darker, a little creepier, a little more, you know, kind of punishing the princesses type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not all good for all the Fantasyland princesses and characters.
Yeah. And like, I mean, the Evil Queen, from what we know about her, I mean, there's not much in the movie, but from the books and, you know, stuff like that, she's really spoiled. She loves nice things. She's super materialistic. You know, she's really into beauty and riches and that kind of stuff. So obviously the park wouldn't look, you know, run down or, you know, or anything like that. It would be really nice. It probably would be a whole like, you know, probably be a lot posher and a little sparklier and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, She's not going to, it's not going to be like abandoned and dirty.
Yeah. But I feel like stuff like the carousel specifically, you know, would just get like a cursed treatment.
Cursed
thing.
I think that's the word you're looking for. Everything is cursed. Yeah. The wishing well is cursed. Yeah. All that stuff.
That'd be awesome.
I buy it. All right. You got any more on your list there? Grant?
A couple more and that's it.
Let's hear it.
So Snow White's Scary Adventures is now going to feature a little bit more of the hag. The ride gets expanded. A few more minutes, of course, because we need that. And the hag does what Tokyo did.
I say a few more minutes. That ride is 30 seconds long.
No. I'm 100% with Grant. The first idea I came up with earlier today when we were all talking about it is we're knocking out Pinocchio and we're knocking out the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and we are expanding the ride.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boom. There you go. But no, like in the Tokyo version of the Snow White ride, she's hiding in the mines, the gem mine, and she throws the gem card at you.
Ooh.
And, there's no happily ever after in the Tokyo version.
Oh, you just died.
Yay. I'll let you know about the France version in about 3 weeks.
Nice.
Now that one, I believe that was a carbon copy of Walt Disney World's, I think.
I've never been on the Disney World version, so well, all you know.
Oh, well, there
I've
you
been
go.
On the Disney World version, and I went on the.
So you're the person that's been on the Disney World and Paris
yeah,
one, Roxanne.
And Paris.
Are they the same, or?
or do you remember? As far as I remember, I don't remember any big differences, like.
I don't remember which one. I'm sure the listener knows.
I think it was a long time ago.
I know, it wasn't recent. The Paris one is a carbon copy of either Disneyland's or Walt Disney World's. I don't remember which one. Of course, Walt Disney World's doesn't exist anymore. So.
I would say, I don't even remember Disney World's being that different from Disneyland's.
It's different.
Like,
I mean, actually, that's what we talked about on that episode two years ago.
That, we talked about the differences.
Yeah. So there we go.
That's right.
It's all coming together. It's all coming back to me now. Sliz, Celine Dion would say. All right.
So going across the pond, your pond anyway.
Which pond?
We have at Shanghai Disney, we'll get a wishing well. Where guests can spit into a well for luck and hope that Snow White will be annihilated.
Wait, guests spit in the...
That is very Shanghai.
Well,
you are absolutely on it with that one.
No, because like if you listen to the Shanghai episode I did with James, we noticed spitting left and right. That was a big
yeah.
thing. So we're bringing, hey, catering to them and then hoping for Snow White's demise. You know, it's
yeah,
a win-win.
That's what I meant. That is a very, I mean, it's a very, like in China that it's just most of the, in most places, it's just acceptable. You know, they
yep.
just hawk loogies on the ground everywhere, like including inside. Keegan was on a flight between Hong Kong and Singapore, I think. And this old Chinese man just hawked a loogie right in the middle of the on the airplane
on the airplane
right? oh, on the airplane on the floor and like people didn't really bat an eyelash except for, you know the Americans did but no I think that's like that's so right on with their culture to have people spit into the wishing well like that's kind of perfect.
Oh,
although I will say that my mom who was there 3 weeks ago at Shanghai Disney said that she did not see as much of that so maybe they're
good.
Kind of getting that a little controlled, so that's good. But my last idea, there's one area that we have not talked about in Disneyland. And, of course, that's Tomorrowland.
No, we haven't even stepped in Tomorrowland. You're right.
And at Magic Kingdom, Stitch's Great Escape is going to get turned into Witch's Great Escape.
Nice.
And so... after our queen got the unfortunate, untimely demise of being crushed by the boulder, her spirit remained in her kingdom for years to come due to the unfinished business of murdering Snow White. Now, once the 70s came, her spirit wandered onto a secret NASA spaceship with the goal of finding extraterrestrial life.
What?
Unfortunately, they did. In the form of Stitch Experiment 626. The Queen found Stitch to be the perfect vessel to take over and return to Earth. Guests are locked into a theater in the round where we witness Stitch with the face of the hag superimposed on him.
I think this is your most outrageous one. Yet. I think this tops cauldron toilets, as a matter of fact.
Guests are licked by the witch, feel the witch jumping and lurking on their seats, and if they happen to be 14-year-old girls with black hair, forced to eat a poison apple. Once the witch has been contained by a cyberpunk version of Dobie.
Cyberpunk version of Dopey.
James, we found your next cosplay.
Cyberpunk Dopey. I can't even picture it. Wow.
All 14-year-old boys and girls are placed in front of the castle in a glass coffin.
Wow, this is like an upcharge, huh?
It's dark. Now we got all kinds of dead teenagers laying in front of the castle.
And
Grant can't even finish the sentence, you guys.
I'm trying to get through this.
He's laughing so hard, he cannot finish his thought. And
will not be released until an older man that she has never met has kissed them. Much like in Snow White. So.
Wow. I mean, this is the kind of, like, upcharge Disney experience that...
Oh, yeah, this turned from, like, a normal theme park day into, like, an interactive, fully immersive, like... What are those haunts called, James? Like, extreme...
Yeah, but it's immersive, yeah. That's what they call it, immersive, where just... reality and fantasy blur a little too much.
It'll hurt you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is definitely a ticketed event for sure. This is a whole upcharge ticketed event if you want.
So this is a hard ticket event to go on. Yeah. Witch's Great Escape.
Yes.
That's all it is. You got to go straight there. Nothing else is open. Everything
but that's okay, because it will take you the rest of the night to leave the park.
And then you got to go through all that stuff that I can't even summarize what you just described.
Oh my God.
And then, but it ends up with you being in a glass coffin in front of the castle.
I had another idea. Like, I did. It was there. And it's just, nope, it's gone. I got nothing now. Wow. I cannot beat that.
Well, I mean, I have to say, I thought that we had talked all there was to talk about Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs, but we managed to squeeze another hour out of the topic.
Oh, I remember. Okay. I totally remember now.
Okay.
So James, you've heard my theory about the Evil Queen and her death and not really dying. You've heard it. So, like, every time we get off the ride, I have to tell people.
The vultures are eating her body.
Not on our ride.
Okay.
Uh-huh. On our ride, you just see the boulder, and then you see her go, ah! And then, like, the lightning flashes.
Yeah.
And the vulture, I just ignore that. Obviously, they were just eating clothes.
Right.
Because, so here's what really happened. Okay. What really happened is that she fell and she got hurt, obviously, but she didn't die. They thought she was dead, but she wasn't. So she manages to, like, you know, feel a little bit better and get up and take off, because she's like, I am not staying in this kingdom any longer than I have to. This place is not good for me. And she goes off in search of another kingdom. And what she comes across as she's trekking through, like, the mountains and the wilderness and stuff like that is this glowing flower that has these magic powers. And she goes down, she's like, oh, okay, I've heard of this. I didn't know it was over here, but right on. So she goes down, she's like, oh, this is the flower that's going to make me young and beautiful, which is exactly what she's always wanted, because she couldn't get back into her dungeon. She is stuck in hag form.
Oh, right yeah.
So she checks out this flower, and there's all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And of course it leads into Rapunzel, and the Evil Queen is actually Mother Gothel. Like, so Rapunzel is the continuation of Snow White. It's just the Evil Queen's story. It's her continuation. So over in Princess Fantasy Fair, where, like, the walkthrough is, where, like, you meet the princesses and stuff.
Yeah, they have Rapunzel's little miniature Rapunzel tower there or something, right?
Yeah. So since it's, like, you know, it's supposed to be the Rapunzel Kingdom thing, I want to do that, and I want to kind of have that themed so that the Mother Gothel story goes into the Snow White story, and they're both the Evil Queen, and I want that cemented in Disney, like, fact.
Disney canon?
I need that to be Disney canon. And then in the picture thing, you can get your picture taken with, you know, with, like, different characters. Obviously, you could get the huntsman, or you could get the dwarves, but the three main characters, that one of them will always be in there, are either the Evil Queen, the Hag, or Mother Gothel.
There it is. Wow. So that's
the time. Never at the same time, because they're all the same person.
Well, that's true. I
love.
Well, when you first talked about Rapunzel, I forgot about the tower that's over there. I was just immediately thought about the Rapunzel bathrooms in Magic Kingdom, and I was like, how are you? Are we going? Are they gonna turn into the cauldrons too?
Cauldron toilets, especially there. With the cauldrons there.
Yeah. So there you go. That's another place for cauldron toilets.
There you go. We love cauldron toilets.
And we will end on cauldron toilets. Wow.
Well, wait, what are you doing? This is my show.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just instinct. Oh, I just wanted to say something before we left.
Who is this man trying to end my show?
I'll let you end the show. Trust me. No, I just wanted to comment on what on the 4 years of the podcast. I mean, that's where, you know, we didn't reminisce on that at all. We just started talking about wacky Evil Queen ideas.
I can't believe that I've been here for three of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. This podcast is how we became friends. And like, I can't believe that we're on our fourth anniversary show and I have been on three anniversary shows. That's really cool and kind of special.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was special. I thought we should acknowledge 4 years of the show. Yeah, and the show, I don't know. It changed my life, you know. I'm not going to get too deep on it right now, but...
Yeah, you met me.
Yeah, my life is never... You know, it's very Fresh Prince. My world was turned upside down.
Your life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yes. I met the Evil Queen of Bel Air.
Oh, babe, we have to move to Bel Air. Done. Done. Well,
the Evil Queen of Bel Air.
That's a new
sitcom that I want to see.
Put that in the park somehow.
Yeah, that's a weird mashup. But anyways.
So 4 years, 139 episodes. That doesn't count all the October ones, though, right?
No.
Or does it?
No, it doesn't. So we've actually done way more than 139 release, but 139 official.
Official. 139 official episodes, 4 years, too many laughs to count, a few cauldron toilets, and a whole lot of creepy Disney stuff.
Grant's cheersing to that. Grant,
we gotta get real creative. We got like four more years worth of Snow White stuff to think of.
What, four more years? Why are we stopping after 8 years? Why only five?
No, I'm saying like we did 4 years, so we should at least focus on the next four, and then we'll deal with whatever's after that. Like,
yeah, I don't
know. Snow White, that will happen inevitably.
I feel like we only have one more year of Snow White. I mean, maybe after the fifth anniversary. Yeah, I don't know. You don't approve of that one?
I don't approve of that. Do you see my face?
Yes, thank you.
I don't approve. I do not approve.
All right. Well, you guys.
You know what? This is my show tonight, and I am stating that we are not stopping doing the Snow White episodes after year five. We will keep figuring out how to work Snow White into the episode every year on our anniversary.
Fine. All right. I mean, basically what happened for listeners is that we have a group for all the people that are on the show, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? I got nothing. Grant came up with this idea, so I'll just keep doing that. And if somebody, you know, something's good. Actually, there was a few ideas that were brought up that clearly we didn't do. So I think we have at least three or four ready to go. So we're good.
Did any listeners come up with ideas for the Snow White Park?
No, I didn't. I didn't. This is a private conversation. The listeners don't
know
about it.
We didn't broadcast it.
This is just
okay.
Should have done that.
Side note, my wife did mention that she wants It's a Small World to be rethemed to each country representing a different dwarf with hi-ho sung in different languages. That would be really annoying, really quick.
Kind of cool.
Hi-ho sing in different. It's all hi-ho.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. There's no other words.
We go. No, it's off to work we go.
Oh, off to work we go. You're right. That's you can say yeah. that. Yeah.
There's a whole verse.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a whole verse. Yeah. No, I like that idea. I kept thinking we need to do something with Small World, like, but I couldn't think of anything.
Hi-ho lyrics.
Yeah, you know, James, eventually they are going to make a live-action Snow White or an Evil Queen movie like Maleficent and Cinderella and all of that.
Of course,
so that
yeah.
will give us something else to talk about.
It will. I mean, there was, I think it got canned, but they were like, what was it called? It was so ridiculous. They had a concept for the live-action Snow White, Disney, not to be mistaken with the other ones.
It was the space idea, right?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to revisit that in a second because that sounds really weird. No,
Samurai.
Samurai, that's what it was, yeah. Where the Seven Dwarfs were samurais. And yeah, I think they got canned, but that was something Disney was developing. So I was like,
wow.
And that was before their, you know, every movie was being slated to be remade. I was like, Snow White in space, though. I didn't hear about that one.
Interesting. I mean, but they have to. They, you know, they did Maleficent and they did Cinderella and they have, you know, they're doing Mulan. They've done all these other ones. You know, they're going to do Snow White. I really hope they do it like they did Maleficent and we get it from the Evil Queen's point of view. That would be amazing. And that could give us at least one or two more shows. I'm just saying.
Yeah, guys, Disney, you want us to put out more shows, right? So come on, make the movie.
Yeah, yeah come on, Disney. Come on.
Oh, and then we can do the Huntsman's point of view. And then we can do one of her woodland critter friends who meets the Huntsman's point of view.
Terrifying. That would be a short.
He kisses his wife and goes to like rabbit work. Or
that'd be like a Pixar show.
Rabbit work. All right, honey, I'm off to rabbit work. All
no,
right.
No, it's okay, Bonnie. I'm off.
The Huntsman's wife is named Bunny.
Is it a honey bunny? Yeah, I got you.
I'm done.
Goodness. Well,
I'm feeling silly.
All right, Captain Roxy, steer your ship into the dock.
I'm sorry. I was just kind of reminiscing about the last 4 years of shows and how much fun it's been and all the cool stuff that we've talked about and whatnot. And like, not only the cool stuff that we've talked about, but the conversations that the podcast have brought up with other people and whatnot. Like the Watcher in the Woods episode, you know, Cupcake Terror had never seen Watcher in the Woods and I made her watch it with me and she absolutely hated it. But it was hilarious to watch her watch it, you know? And so that's not even like really a podcast memory, but it, you know, it was because of the podcast. And like, I still laugh about that and make fun of her about her reaction to Watcher in the Woods. So like, we have an awesome show.
Oh yeah. The show I mean, I love doing the show and I'm not going to stop doing the show no matter what, just because it's fun, you know, no matter what happens. But I think the thing about the show has been so great is that it's just brought so many great friends into my life. And also I started the show at a time when I wasn't physically around any other like Disney fans. I was in New Jersey and I didn't have any friends that were sharing my passion. So it actually was like, I need to set a trap to get these people to be my friends. And it worked.
Like a bear trap?
Yeah, like a bear trap. It worked. I trapped a whole bunch of people to be my friends in podcasts with me. And they also made me realize that I don't have to live far away from the theme parks. I can live right next to Disneyland if I want to. And I don't think that would have happened if I didn't start the show. So
probably not.
So that's what I did.
You might be hanging out at the Jersey Shore if you hadn't started the show.
That's where I lived, so I was hanging out there.
Yep. And now you get to hang out at Disneyland all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty similar.
Totally. Totally.
That's our next show. How is Jersey Shore like Disneyland?
Oh, I'm taking that. We're rolling with that. Come up with something.
I don't know. That sounds all right. Like, hey, sounds like a Patreon episode. Right? Not a main episode.
All right. Well, 4 years and many more to come. Grant, thank you so much for being on the show and coming up with the idea and all of your crazy ideas. If people wanted to like find you and follow you, can they do that?
Sure. I'm not very active on my Twitter, but it is Muy Guapo Grant on Twitter. MUYGUAPOGRANT. And oh, dear Lord, my tongue is on fire from this ghost.
That's a long Twitter handle. And oh, dear Lord, my tongue is on fire.
And then Grant Duvall on Facebook. I'm all over. I'm usually posting a lot of photos from Disney and stuff like do. I am doing a very creepy Disney thing next September. I just booked the Disney Halloween cruise from Orlando. Or I'm going to be on that for 3 nights to see what they do to the boat and how creepy that gets. But they are showing, the Tangled musical, so I doubt it'll be that creepy. But they do have, you know, Mickey and Minnie in Halloween attire, so... you'll get photos of that, but that'll be, you know, a year from now. Wow.
Oh, 9 months, 10 months. We're almost there.
Yeah. A few weeks from now, I'll be in Paris Disney, so you'll get photos of that, too. So.
Awesome.
Grant is official Disney Park world traveler.
Right? Grant is our... And not just Disney parks. You do all kinds of other creepy stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Like,
so if you want to check that out and follow Grant Duvall on Facebook... James, how can our listeners find you if they want to follow you?
Creepy Kingdom. I have my own Instagram page.
You do.
Yeah, you want to follow it? Sure. There's lots of great stuff happening there.
You never know. People might want to.
Yep, James H. Carter 2. I think that's my Twitter handle, too. But the best way to talk to Grant and me and even Roxy, if you're on Facebook, is to be a citizen of the Creepy Kingdom and our private Creepy Kingdom Facebook group.
Yeah, and you'll put the link in the show notes, right?
It's in every show note, ready there, waiting for you. If you
click
want
on it. Come hang out with us. Talk to us. Become a citizen of the Creepy Kingdom. You won't regret it, we promise. And if you want to find me, you can find me on basically every social media platform that there is. Roxy_Tart on Instagram and Twitter, and Roxy Tart on Facebook, and really just Google me. I'm everywhere.
MySpace.
I am on MySpace, as a matter of fact. I do have a MySpace still.
What about your Friendster?
I don't have a Friendster. I don't. But I do have a Live Journal.
Live Journal. Wow. Deep cuts there.
See that?
I have my wife on MySpace, which is great.
Aw. But yeah, you can find me at... you know what? It's really easy to find me. Just go to welcometoroxysworld.com.
Oh, is it back up and running? Your website?
I have a website.
I thought it was down. Oh, I didn't know it was up.
No, it's up.
All right.
It's up. It has links to all of my social networks and whatnot. So go to welcometoroxysworld.com.
I will. Thanks for the tip.
You're welcome. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Grant, thank you so much for being here as our first time contributor. And James, I'm so glad we finally got you to co-host the show. You know, you've been listening for such a long time. I'm glad that we were finally able to get you on here after 4 years. So thank you so much, guys. It has been so much fun. I look forward to the next anniversary and all the next shows. And thank you, citizens of the Creepy Kingdom, for listening. If you would like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, you can do so by emailing us at creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, videos, articles, links to all our social media, your one-stop shop is creepykingdom.com. Until next time,
keep it creepy.
I have a girl now. It is midnight. Pleasant dreams.
This episode of Creepy Kingdom has been brought to you by Olivia Frankenstein. Olivia Frankenstein is an Etsy store that specializes in creepy-inspired enamel pins, buttons, t-shirt, patches, posters, bags, and much more, including their original design, Spooky Mouse Club, a must-have for every Creepy Kingdom citizen. You can check out that design and much more by going to oliviafrankenstein.patternbyetsy.com. That's oliviafrankenstein.patternbyetsy.com.